too, or is that all on him? I got you.
Hello?
I got you.
Hey, is Anthony in?
Yeah, this is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, this is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. Is this a good time to chat?
Oh, yeah, yes, Nicole, yes.
Hi, okay, I see you filled out a web registration and you're interested in some working capital.
Yes, I am.
Let me just confirm some info from you and then I'll answer any questions that you have.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, company name is A&K Construction Group, Inc.
Yes.
Is that your DBA as well?
No, we're not.
What's your DBA?
Date of birth? I mean, DBA, what do you mean? Doing business as? No, that's it. That's what we do business
okay.
as.
Okay. And, no, it's fine. What is the structure of the business? Is it an S-Corp, LLC?
No, it's an S-Corp, yes.
S-Corp, okay. And the address here is 7 Sylvan...
Yeah, let me give you the mail address. It's 325...
Mm-hmm.
Central Street, that's in Saugus, Massachusetts, 01906.
01906. Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes, I am.
Okay. 100%.
Oh, really?
And is the best number to reach you at this one, or we also have the 617?
That's 617 on the cell phone. You can call me anytime over there.
Okay.
I'm having working hours, so if you don't catch me, you can call me here.
Okay. And email is akconstructiongroup@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Great. Okay, so we have many different programs depending on your specific needs. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and then I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, that's right. That's good. We are in the general contractors. We do municipal city work, basically. Bonded company. We do, public works. Okay, we'd build visible field parks, recreational parks, and we do some road work too, but we general contract, and then we flip houses maybe one or two a year.
Okay.
So we do general contracting.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's what we do.
Okay, and what are you needing the working capital for?
Okay, I spend a little more money that I should have. And then because I flipped the house, which I'm selling now, in the meantime, until I get the cash bin into the company, then I have a financial crunch, basically.
Okay,
and, you know what I'm saying?
So you're waiting for that house to be sold, and so you kind of just want the operational cash in between it?
Yeah, short term, 1 year, 2 years, whatever. Plus, I grew in volume, pretty big in the last couple of years, so
mm-hmm.
I did not make enough provision for cash. So, and then, when people pay me, they pay monthly, once a month or so, and I get big checks, and if I don't get paid like 2 weeks later, then I have an issue with my work capital. Basically, that's what it is.
Okay, is this a problem you run into often?
No, only when, this year is the first year I ran into, because I took money out of the company to fix the house, because I do like a project, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, until I liquidated that house, I have well over $250,000 waiting over there to come back to the company. So I need a bridge, to help myself until I can move and I have some more liquidity, that's all.
Okay. How much would you be looking for?
Well, 100 to 150.
Okay, 100 to 150.
I mean, I can work with 100 if it is impossible. 150 would be ideal, but I can work with 100.
Okay. And and have you had a working capital loan out before?
No.
No? Did you... We have here a UCC file that you took out a loan in 2015.
Oh, yeah. That was last year, right, with what is a company called Flora Financial, but they killed me on interest. I got killed. Really got killed. It cost me like over 30 grand in interest in 1 year. Not even.
It was Fora?
Yeah, Fora Financial, something like that.
How much did you take out with them?
I take 75. Thank God, giving me like 71, and I end up paying 103 back, something like that.
103. Were those
I paid a lot of money. That's crazy. I don't want to do that. That's insanity.
Were those daily payments or?
They were daily payment, and that's another thing that, I don't know, you guys have monthly payment?
We have daily, weekly, and monthly, depending on what you qualify
monthly
for.
Monthly, I like, because what I do, I make automatic payment out of my account, and I make sure that a certain time I make provision for. Daily is more complicated to keep. You know, so you got so many things going in a day. Sometimes you have to spend more than you have because you're waiting for a piece of equipment to come in, and you got no choice. And then, you know, the other payment that coming in, it creates a problem all the time.
Yeah.
I have no issue. I pay them out, anyway, so.
Yeah. Okay. So you would prefer?
On a monthly basis, it's easier for me to control it, and it's easier to budget myself, that's all. Especially because I get paid monthly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, makes sense.
I don't have a credit card that I get paid every day, I don't.
Okay, no.
Sometimes I get paid twice in a month, and the other month I don't get paid. Because, like, it happened this year in June, I got two big checks, because, as you know, the fiscal year end for the state is the end of June, so the city of Chelsea had to pay me before the fiscal year ended, otherwise they will lose the funds they got from the state, you know, to do the park. So they said to me, would you mind the check that we're supposed to give it to you in July now? I said, no. So I took in June, $195,000. Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, yeah. What were your gross annual sales like last year?
Malaysia did about 1.6.
1.6? Okay. And how are you looking this year? Are you up, down, flat?
I'm up. This year be about $2 million.
Oh, wow.
216 you're talking about, right? Yeah.
Yes. You're really growing, huh?
Yeah, and that's why I'm going to stop after this, you know, because it's always, you know, when you grow too much, it's always a problem with cash flow and this and that. Because, you know, just growing, all the expenses increase and then payroll goes up and then tax goes up and liability goes up and this and that is a nightmare.
Okay, okay. So the money would be used to, for just, you know, just to kind of bridge that cash flow until...
The cash flow, and then if I want to grow next year, what I do is I will budget myself for 2018 for 3 years, and then either I have a long-term loan to help me with the financial, just in case an emergency, or I just stay a little smaller, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm a little bit stuck.
Yeah.
Until it's only a matter of a couple months, whatever, but I like to have, like, one-year loan, or whatever. You guys, what kind of terms you guys offer?
For working capital here, our loans are usually 3 months to 3 years. For a first-time customer, you're probably looking more around 24 months at the longest. But, so we kind of will work with you there.
Yeah. I don't want it for too long because it's not a long term, just a short term.
Mm-hmm.
For 1 year with monthly payment, with a balloon payment, with no prepayment penalty, right?
No. If you pay early, you get discounts here, so...
That's right, yeah. What kind of interest rate are you guys hitting with?
Well, it's not really... I mean, you've had it before. It's not really a rate. It's more of a payback amount.
That's right.
So what we'll do here is we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible, and then work backwards with you from there on how much you want to take out, how long, and, you know, kind of specify it towards you and what you're looking
for.
Yeah,
and how long is the whole process? You guys take a long time to make a decision, or what's the situation?
No, not at all. Once you get the paperwork into me, I can, you know, get it submitted fairly quickly, and we can have an answer for you within 24, 48 hours.
And then what about the loan? When can it be funded? You fund it directly in the account, right?
It funds directly into your account, and we can get it funded the next day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we can get it done.
So
I mean, today
is... What do you need from me?
I'll just need a couple... The application itself, which is one page.
Mm-hmm.
I will need 6 months of your most recent bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's tax return.
Oh, okay. That I don't have yet. The account is finishing up right now, so we might have to wait until next week.
Is that on
an email? Yeah.
Is that on an extension?
It's on an extension, yeah. He was sick. I have a CPA that does my work all the time, and then he just came back a couple of weeks ago. And then he just sent me an email, actually. I just asked him when the tax return ready. It's next week. So I have to wait until next week for that. So
we can do that, or if you need it right away, we can work with 2014. So that's...
Yeah,
that's
2015 shows a good profit, so...
Oh, okay.
I know you guys. You know, tax return shows less. Always we try to minimize so we don't pay tax.
Yeah.
But, you know, banks don't like to see that you lose $10,000, even though you're on the financial income statement insurance, you made 80. You know, that's not the kind of situation. I don't want to turn into a problem.
Yeah, here we're just looking at the top line revenues, so how much you guys made, not.
Oh, for the volume. Then I send you 214, then I don't care.
Okay. What is, how, when do you need this by?
I need the money as soon as you can. I mean, I need to move on because I have, you know, it's still a good season right now. I mean, the full force right now for another, I have September, October, November that, you know, I generate a lot of revenues. And this is kind of hurt me a little bit because I cannot push as much as I usually do for revenues because the money is not there and I have to be careful.
Yeah.
So I said to stay afloat.
Okay, okay. And what would be your ROI on this? How much money can you make from the loan if you had it right now?
How much money? I'm sorry?
How much money would you be able to make from the loan, like your ROI, your return on investment? I know you're making...
From this loan over there, how much will be able to generate around?
Uh-huh.
On the 100,000? Oh, I can generate, let's see if they work well for me. I work like on a 28% bracket.
Oh, okay. So you'll make...
Yeah. But then I'm going to take the taxi and that. Yeah, I mean, last year, I think, what did I make? I made like 140, 150 last year. Because you did the income statement that I have on my volume that I did last year, about 160, 170. So net probably 10% of the average.
Okay. And what does your credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My credit fluctuated from 680 to 735, 750. Depends how much debt I use. Right now, I'm using a lot of debt. I think it's like 680. I really don't know.
Okay, okay. I mean, that's still, you know, the national average, so you're still good there.
Yeah. But mine is usually like in the 700 because, you know, right now, I'm using a lot of credit cards, a lot of debt, and my credit goes down.
Yeah.
But when I pay everything in, then it shoots right up at 730, 750, whatever it is, I don't know.
Yeah. And you said the house that you flipped, how much money will you be making from that house once it sells?
Oh, well, the house is on the market. It will be on the market for close to 600. I make about 140 on the house.
Okay. And you'll make about 140. And does that go directly back into your business?
Yeah, because I bought it through the business. Yeah, it's a project. It's, you know, if I didn't tell you it was a house, you wouldn't even know. It's a project.
Yeah.
It's another project that I do because I buy everything under the company.
Oh, okay, okay. That's smart.
You know what I'm saying? I use it as a project. I invest the money, I buy, and then what I do, I fix and then I sell. And I get paid, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing else but a project to me.
Yeah, that's a good way to invest money right there.
Yeah.
How long have you been in business?
2011.
Since 2011. Great. How'd you get in the industry?
I always was in this industry for like the past 30 years. Oh. I'm an MBA and I did construction financial for like, I don't know. I used to work for Stone & Webster Engineering. I don't know if you know, it was a big engineering firm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to work for another construction company. Then I went on my own 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Have you applied with anybody else or looked for any financing?
I did, actually, to be honest with you. But, you know, some people give me the runaround and the BS, and I'm kind of a little bit upset about it because they say, yes, tomorrow. And then they come up with more paperwork and more BS, and I say, Jesus. The only thing about the photo financial, they were very quick, and they were very efficient. I needed the money. They give it to me in 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I pay the interest, and I shut up because I need it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't mind that. But if somebody starts to play around and then, you know, this loan company out there, They say, and then you go over there, you apply, oh, now we need that, and
they're just taking too long,
and they're not serious about.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that. We'll work fairly quickly. We know you need it. Who else did you apply with?
I don't recall, to be honest. Oh, one company I have in front of me. What the heck is Global Financial, I think it's from Florida.
Oh, okay, yeah. Some companies are ridiculous.
Yeah, so I don't know if they do computation or whatever they are, but now, and then my bank statements, right? I have like a little line of credit with the bank, so sometimes I don't have enough money the bank covers, so you probably see NDF, what do you call, I think the month of May, I think up on time.
Mm-hmm.
So NDF, I don't know, would that create a problem for you?
It shouldn't if it's only one. You know, we'll see it, but it shouldn't be a problem. So you do have a line of credit with your bank?
Yeah, 10 grand. They cover me up to 10 grand.
Okay.
It's an overdraft protection. If it is below, what do they do? They cover.
Oh, okay, okay. And is the line of credit that you have there, is it how much do you have left on it?
No, I don't have no line of credit. It's like an NDF.
Oh, okay, okay.
$10,000 that they cover. So sometimes I don't think about for $10 to $1,200 that goes under NDF, but I really don't concern it because the bank covers. Then when I make the deposit, boop, it's right there. Is another, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I get it. Okay, and do you have any working capital loans out right now?
No, I have no working capital loans.
Okay, so you paid off the four financial. What was the term on that one?
They gave me a choice. I think was 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, whatever, and they increased every month more interest. So I end up paying, I think, I told you about 100, I don't recall the right number, yeah, that was last year. But mm-hmm. I paid them off, it cost me over $30,000. The terms were, they were charging me daily.
Do you remember what your daily payment was?
Yeah, $451 a day.
Okay.
For, on $75,000. And they charged $4,000 processing fee.
A $4,000 processing fee?
Yeah, and I really got killed, I'm telling you. I
was wow.
What am I going to do, you know?
Wow, okay.
They got me, yeah, I know.
Yeah, they did. Okay, so I can send out the application for you, and it'll have the short list of the things that we would need from you.
Yeah.
And like I said, once you get that into me, we can work fairly quickly here. I know it is Friday, but when do you think you would be able to get the documents into me?
Well, today I'm in the office. I'll be able to get it to you today.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, once you get them into me, I'll get it submitted. And if you get them into me today, we can probably have an answer with you early next week.
Yeah, and but you know, if what I like you to do is to go through the statement, financial statement, and have questions. So, are you underwriting yourself, or you send it to a different? Are you a lender yourself, or you just a mortgage broker? What do you guys do?
We lend in house.
We lend in house, so it's easier. So that's right. If you have a question before you send to the underwriter, talk to me so I can explain to you wherever you see over there. So when you go over there, you go prepared because mm-hmm. the underwriter, they're pinning the neck. They're going to come back to you with crazy questions. Yeah. And if you're going to say, oh, let me find out from the borrower, since if you talk to me first, so when you go there, you're prepared. It's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I have, you know, most of the information I need here. Do you guys take credit cards for payments? I don't think I asked that.
No, because we got large payment from the city, like 100,000, 50, 100, 300, whatever. We got, you know, once a month is a big chunk. We produce about $40,000 to $50,000 per week.
Oh wow!
Yeah, no, we general contract. I told you.
Yeah.
We're not a merchant.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have no credit card. No.
Okay.
So that's why, like I explained to you before, monthly is perfect for us to pay.
Okay.
For me.
Definitely. So I got most of the information, you know, that I need from you here, and I will get everything settled on my end, and then once you get the application and everything into me, I can get it submitted right away.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so is the email the best email to send the application to, the one that you provided, the AK Construction Group?
@gmail.com, yes.
@gmail.com. Okay. Okay, so I will go ahead and send that out once we get off the phone. Do you have any other questions for me while you have me on the phone right now?
No. What I do is if you go, once you go through my material, if you find something that you don't like, whatever, you call me and we go over and then you go prepare to the underwriter. So you don't have to come back to me 2 days later. Oh, by the way, they need this. Oh, by the way, they need that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to before. And
yes.
If it is not possible, it is not possible.
Yeah, that is no problem.
What it is, you know what I'm saying?
I will stay in contact with you the entire time, and I'll keep you, you know, as updated as I can. And the email that I send out will have my direct dial as well, obviously my email. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me, and I'll get back to you right away.
You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Anthony. I will be in contact with you soon. I'll send out that email for the application, and we'll get started.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.